Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, today's show, we can go with some bad news.
An 82-year-old man has been arrested and thrown in county for 6 months.
Damn.
I mean, are we sure this isn't a life sentence?
It really could be. His name is Ian Traynor. He is from Liverpool, England. Doesn't hear so well, but he loves his classical music.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that is nice. You know, nice little classical music. It relaxes, helps you think.
Unfortunately for him, he's got some neighbors who live in close proximity. So when he decides to turn on his classical music, he has to crank it up really loud.
Oh, geez, Ian, stop.
And his neighbors hate it. And it got so bad that they had to call the cops back in December.
What classical piece did you choose?
Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, bro. Get with
it. You could have gone with some, like, you know.
They say that he turns up. They can't even talk at a normal level because he cranks it up so loud, over 65 decibels.
What?
Ian, turn down the music. Turn it down. You can hear it through my wall.
It's 2 p.m.
Why doesn't he just get some headphones?
That's an excellent question. Turns out he ignored the warning and just kept blasting his music. So, again, arrested for violating the court order telling him to turn it down. 24 weeks in jail.
No way.
I feel like that's a little extreme.
24 weeks?
Yep. Can you imagine being those neighbors, though, where you're like, God, I don't want to call the cops on this old guy, but we have no retribution other than this.
I'm so sick of this.
He's going to get, he's going to go in, he's going to become a gang leader. Come out, got a bandana.
You shall call me the maestro.
He shifts you with the little
conductor thing. Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Whatever that thing's called. A pointy stick.
It's a pointy stick.
It's a sharp pointy stick.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, of course, you remember the big Equifax hack that happened a couple of years ago and how all the data was compromised, including basically everyone's social security number and
everyone
everything else
in America, for the most part, who's ever had like a credit report filed ever, which is most people over the age of 18.
Turns out that was the Chinese military that did that, Mahoney.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, four members of the Chinese military have been charged with breaking into the computer networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency and stealing the personal information of tens of millions of Americans, the Justice Department said, blaming Beijing for one of the largest hacks in history to target consumer data. This is war.
100%.
Totally.
100%. This is asymmetrical war.
The hackers in 2017 stole the personal information of about 145 million Americans, which is about half of all Americans, collecting names, addresses, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and other data stored in the company's databases.
Doesn't this seem like this is a story that Equifax wants to get out, though? Because think about
this,
though.
Take the heat off of them a little bit.
Well, it's the Chinese military now.
Doesn't make it any better? Get better passwords, you losers.
Well, it wasn't even that. They had an open, unsecure server down in, I think it was Venezuela or something crazy like that, and they still exposed so many people's personal data.
This isn't the first time. So back in 2014, there was a series of intrusions into American corporations. Besides stealing personal information, the hackers also made off with a lot of sensitive trade secrets, including database designs. Law enforcement officials said that this is something that the Chinese military regularly does. Yep. It's totally unacceptable.
It is unreal. I mean, and then who faces the consequence? We as consumers.
The individuals, and the fact that
Equifax is still a company. Like, after this, after you have a breach of data of this magnitude.
What do you do, Equifax?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Extort money from us?
Right?
I mean, if you want to talk about the real mob, the consumer credit reports, and those are the reporting bureaus, those are the real mob. Like, because you have to go through them because they're monopolies.
Do you remember when they used to tell you that checking your credit would lower your score? Because they didn't want you to check your credit?
I'm nervous to check mine. It's going to lower it.
It's not going to lower it.
Are you sure?
That is a lie.
Is it? Okay.
It is absolutely a lie perpetrated by the credit industry.
Nice.
It does not lower your credit to check your credit score.
You add more credit, or if you bring additional money onto it, it could. But also,
No. So having credit added to your credit report actually raises your score.
Well, not initially. There's a drop. If I add on another card, it will drop initially.
If you add on another credit line, that's different. But if you have an existing card and they say increase your limit, that's a very good thing.
We're talking about lines of credit.
Yeah. And also, all this nonsense about paying off your credit's bad for your credit, too. No, it's not.
Well, to be fair.
I've heard that, too.
Of course, because they don't want you to pay off all of your credit cards. They want you to sit there and pay them interest.
No, so here's one of the things that I had. I had a Bank of America card. And this was my oldest line of credit I'd had since I was like 16 or 17, whatever it was. You know, I was like,
it's length of credit, yes, how long you've sustained that account.
But
what they really want to see is that you're able to maintain a balance and all that stuff. But people go, I'm not supposed to pay off my credit because it's bad for my credit.
No, here's what, listen to what happened to me. So this is my only line of credit, really, only credit card, because I only like to keep one card at a time,
right?
Just because I don't trust myself.
Right.
But besides that, so I'd always ran a balance on it. You know, this is about 7-8 years ago, right around the time of the economic collapse. We started, you know, the show starts to do well. We start hitting bonuses, and I finally am able to get out of credit card debt. I finally pay off my credit card. This is a huge moment for me to, like, get out of credit card debt. They close my account.
That's totally different, though. Because
But if I would have kept a $10 balance on there rather than paying it off and letting.
Well, why would they close your account?
Yeah, I don't know. They just did.
That's ridiculous.
And that, so I lost my longest line of credit.
Yeah you did
because
something
of
there.
No,
yeah.
I didn't. No, oh,
I
yeah,
blame
I pay.
You.
I pay.
I blame you.
I became. I no
your
longer
fault.
Became a guy who was paying them stupid amounts of interest every month, and so they're like, okay, you're done.
And again, it goes back to that same thing with it's a scam.
It is a scam.
It's all a scam.
Yep.
So Motorola has hit back at claims that its new foldable razor will only last a year. Motorola has said, no, this is not true. CNET conducted a durability test of the new foldable razor, and they came up with the number 27,000, as in that's the number of times that it can fold before it shows signs of damage, and that's about the number of times that people would fold and unfold their phone over the course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is what CNET is saying. Motorola is saying, no, our phone's not going to break after a year. And they're saying, yes, it will. Undue stress on the hinge is what Motorola is saying. They're saying the robot that was folding and unfolding was not doing it like a normal person would.
So basically what that boils down to is you opening and closing your phone 4 times an hour.
That seems totally acceptable. I mean,
18 hours a day. So you figure most people are up 18 hours a day.
I look at my phone more than 4 times an hour.
Yeah. I think most people probably do if you have a cell phone. I don't know. The cost-wise, again, I'm trying to bring back the Razr for nostalgia, plus adding a new, it's completely foldable. It's just the user experience to me seems lackluster. And it does look like it can be broken very easily, you know, when you have moving parts like that. I mean, I broke the old school ones from flipping them up and flipping them down, especially like if you have a couple beverages and you're like, whoosh, or if you're, you know.
No, it's not the flipping it out. It's closing it when you're angry and done with a phone conversation.
Oh, yeah. Whoosh.
It's the equivalent of the old school slamming down the phone and getting that little jingle of the bell that's in there. Mm.
There was
lost
nothing.
Art.
There
lost
was nothing,
art.
Though, more durable than the old school rotary phones.
It's true.
You could take one of those. Like, we heard the story the other day about the guy attacking a fence with a Roomba. Nah, man, you shouldn't come at it with an old school rotary phone.
Let me
you
ask you a question.
That thing straight down.
So, if you took an old school rotary phone and you chucked it at the TV screen of one of those old school televisions in the wooden box,
ooh.
What wins?
Ooh. Oh, boy. The world implodes.
So the rest of the world crumbles around those two things.
Next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so can we just talk about how the worst part of getting like a scratch or a cut or a gash is it's Band-Aids. You see someone wearing one, it grosses you out. Don't lie. And then when you take them off, it's like the worst pain in the world.
Message deleted.
You're right. Band-Aids suck, man.
It's not even so much the somebody else wearing them. Like when I, over the summer, I skinned my elbow. Do you remember that? I showed you that. Like it still isn't like completely healed. I mean, it's healed, but it's like there's still pretty big. Like,
oh, whoa,
Jesus,
yeah, man.
Pretty big.
You're like the opposite of Wolverine.
Yeah,
Go to the doctor.
Heal very slowly. But having to like clean out the, because it was like an odd shape too, so it, like a normal Band-Aid, so you had to like use gauze, and that would just get so nasty.
Gross.
That's the worst part, like the old Band-Aids and the old gauze. Just,
you want to hear something really gross?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
So I got cat scratch fever one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The album?
Yeah, no.
The Nuge.
You're a Nuge fan?
Hell yeah.
No, I really actually got cat scratch fever.
Okay.
And what happens with cat scratch fever, at least for me, is you get like
unbelievable need to rock.
Oh, yeah.
And a large lump on your arm.
Oh.
And so they had to, are you really searching for cat scratch fever? Oh, my God. All right.
I have it.
While I tell this story.
Okay, so big lump on your arm.
So I got this big lump on my arm, and I had to go to the doctor, and they cut it open, and then they squeezed it.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, yeah. It was as awful as you may imagine. But then what really was gross about it is that they had to pack it with gauze.
Oh, no.
And I had to regularly unpack it and then repack it and then wrap my arm. So there's this big hole in my arm. As a result of cat scratch fever, so
that's,
you know,
like stuff you do with a spider bite.
Cool song, huh?
You would have been a internet star, man. Like,
yeah.
Like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
You would have been all over that. And isn't that kind of ironic that is Ted Nugent's like biggest song?
Yeah.
Is about that nasty ass,
just gross bacterial disease.
My deep lump. Yeah. There you go.
I do remember I went to the doctor and they're like, well, you either have cat scratch fever or AIDS. I was like, what?
What?
Could we narrow it down, please? But I also distinctly remember the doctor going into the other room and getting the book and sitting here thumbing through the book, because this was, I don't know, probably 99 or something, before the internet was really everywhere. And so he had just had this book and he's sitting here thumbing through it. I'm like, this seems bad.
Yeah, when the doctor has to bust out the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Does anyone else find teenagers nowadays to be scary and intimidating? Like, they're so mean nowadays, cynical. Meme culture has turned everyone into a potential bully now.
Message deleted.
No. I feel like the exact opposite.
Really?
I feel like teenagers 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, way worse than, like, I feel like the modern day teenagers have had it too easy.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago when we were teenagers, like, teens have always been mean and awful.
But, like, at least there was a level of hardening. Now you turn off the Wi-Fi and they cripple and they fall to the ground.
Well, and also, like, everything that they do is just caught on tape.
Yeah.
People used to be awful and get away with it.
Now you can't.
Everything is caught on tape.
We gonna ruin your life and upload this to YouTube. Facts.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I know you hate leaving the house. You were just talking the other day on your Twitter about canceled plans. Have you ever used a really bad excuse to get out of something, like something they knew was a lie, but they just went with it?
Message deleted.
So what I was talking about on my Twitter, at Mahoney Sucks. Also on Instagram.
No.
It's a good follow.
It is a good follow.
It's a good follow.
I was talking, there was something so magical when you're going to cancel plans with somebody and they cancel plans with you first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, I mean, like the stars align. It is so beautiful. But as I've gotten older, I have less, I don't know, need to feel like I need to come up with a lie as to why I'm not coming. I'm just going to say I'm not coming.
Yeah, I mean, if you make plans with Mahoney and it's something that's outside of like a 2-mile radius of his house and it's anything outside of the norm of what he would do other than like, hey, do you want to come over and smoke a cigar? Odds are it's getting canceled.
If I'd made plans with you when I was drinking, those plans are not going to happen because I feel great when I'm out, you know, like we're out socializing.
Endorphins are firing. We should do this all the time, man.
This
is great. I love this. And then you're like, I don't even like that person.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ain't that the truth?
Best way to get out of plans, kids. Every
time.
All
I need to do is have three kids.
Just have 3 to 5 kids, and you can get out anything.
Okay.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So they have come up with the exact number of push-ups that you should be able to do to ensure that you have good cardiovascular health and strength.
Are we talking about like back-to-back push-ups? Or are we talking
consecutive
about, like,
at the same time?
Consecutive,
yes.
Not
yes.
Like how many push-ups I could do in a month.
Correct. Yes.
What is that?
About
number?
A quarter million Americans die every year.
I thought you were going to say a quarter million push-ups.
Damn.
Oh my God! No.
Yeah, boy, no. No.
But quarter pounder. Yeah.
From not moving enough. So okay. Just basically sitting around. And it's a lot of times not even their fault. I mean,
it's work.
A lot of jobs you just sit around all day.
How many jobs are? I mean, like if
there's plenty of jobs where like you work.
No,
you
but
actually
I'm saying, but if you work in an office, I mean,
oh, if you work in an office,
office jobs, are pretty much you're pretty stagnant. Most of the day.
So the researchers from Harvard came up with this number for middle-aged men.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
There's no way that you could do this.
What is it?
You don't think so?
40 push-ups or more in a single try.
I mean, are we talking real push-ups?
Just confronted with the idea, Mahoney is just flabbergasted right now.
Or are we talking...
So Mahoney, it's not that Mahoney couldn't do 40. He won't even attempt to do 40.
Not even.
Why would I want to do 40 back-to-back push-ups? That seems like a, it's going
to
hurt my...
So that you're not dying.
It's
going
to hurt my wrists. That's my biggest pet peeve about push-ups. It always
the reason why they're suggesting push-ups is because it's a no-cost, fast, and simple measure of how clinically healthy that your heart is, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, like, you can go in and get all these tests done everything else, but that can get really expensive, really time-consuming. They're like, just try 40 push-ups. If you can do 40 push-ups, you probably ain't going to be dead soon.
Well.
From sitting around too much, at least.
Yeah, I'm going to be dead soon because 40 push-ups back-to-back is... quite a bit.
Can you do 40 push-ups?
I was just about to ask you. I'm fairly certain I can. I'm probably 80% sure that I can do 40.
I think I'm probably in the same camp.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I can do 40 push-ups.
Are we talking all the way down, all the way up, people? Are you little half push-ups?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at the beginning, you're really kind of giving it the full-throated effort, and then you're sort of like, well, it's...
After 30, you can do whatever you want.
The definition of a push-up is very wide. Because, I mean, like, are you doing...
I feel like the push-up is like the military style where, like, your hands are, like, right underneath your shoulders and you're going, like, the elbows are going straight back. Because otherwise, if you're, like, you do that, like, the super wide where you're, like, dropping down, like, an inch, like, that doesn't count.
Have you ever tried to do the clap? Like, with
no.
It?
And I've never been able to do it.
Why?
Falling right on my face multiple times.
There's so many...
to fall on your face.
It's cool looking, though, man. Badass. I want to show off for my girlfriend. Like, yo, baby.
You want to show off for your girlfriend by getting the clap?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That I got covered.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait. Fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake News Farah.
Jordan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of Fake News Farah. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good.
How is your fake news radar?
Pretty good.
All right.
Every day, so.
Right on. So I've got three stories for you. All of them sound like they are fake. Only one of them actually is. Mahoney is able to help you. But he does not know what the correct answer is, so he's just going to try to talk it through with you.
I may not know what the correct answer is, but I do know that Dave Farah is a dirty, lying, purveyor of propaganda.
Okay, the bit is called Fake News Farah. You don't have to double down on it. We all get what the thing is here. All right.
We like other alliteration as well.
All right, so a couple of stories here that have some similarities but are different. Story number one, a naked man is caught walking around with a bottle of cooking oil.
Ooh.
A Gulf Breeze man walked around a neighborhood naked while carrying a bottle of cooking oil. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Department said that they found this man at about 8:30 p.m. He was walking around and a bunch of the houses in the area caught him on their home security cameras. Later identified as a 63-year-old man by the name of Joseph John Musso walking around near his home. When deputies arrived, they saw him wearing... absolutely nothing. He was just walking with a plastic bottle of cooking oil because he, quote, liked to rub it on his legs. After a brief chase and struggle to handcuff him, they tased his ass, and he told deputies that he received gratification by being naked in public.
Wasn't this an episode of The Watchmen? Do you remember that?
Was it?
Where the guy like sprays himself down with oil and slides into the sewer.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Same guy. Good news. Second story here about a naked guy with cooking oil. A man got arrested after being naked while covered in cooking oil and on LSD.
Oh, okay.
He is facing a long list of charges. This kid's only 19 years old. His name is Lonnie Betty. He took LSD and then began scaring his mom, her granddaughter, and his girlfriend, destroyed the inside of their trailer, but the family dog, Coda, was able to protect them long enough. They were able to escape into a bedroom and lock the door. That's when they called 911. When the cops arrived, he came out the front door naked, covered in cooking oil, and only wearing one sock, which is a special look, isn't it?
I mean, are you really naked if you're still wearing a sock?
True.
After refusing orders from police, they tased his ass as well and tried to take him into custody. But he started rolling around in the snow and yanked the taser from his body. That's when they blasted him a second time with the taser, and that's when they apprehended him. He was held for trial on charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct. His mom said that her son is embarrassed by his actions and has apologized. I'm sure Lonnie learned a lot of hard lessons here, she said.
Yeah, number one, don't take LSD in a trailer when your mom and your girlfriend are there. That should probably be lesson number one. My second question, do you think a taser is more effective if you're covered in cooking oil or an oily
because
substance?
You cook faster?
Well, I feel like, yeah, or conducts electricity.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. These are the trials, and these are the science fair projects we need, future students of America.
Okay, I've got a third one here that could be a fun trial project for some students out there. A 36-year-old by the name of Joey Cannonball McPhee. He is a professional stuntman known for performing dangerous acts for circuses and fair shows. Kick-ass. Nice. Was part of the Detroit Annual Motor Fair Show presented at the TFC Center. He was presenting a stunt in which he acts as a cannonball and is ejected from a specially designed cannon to land on a horizontal net set at a distance of 114 feet. The excessive quantity of black powder and fireworks used for the visual effects, though, caused the cannon to malfunction and expelled him at a speed of more than 160 miles per hour. Jeez. More than three times the expected velocity, and he reached an estimated height of over 360 feet in the air at some point. The stuntman was propelled out of the TFC Center and out of view of spectators. Mr. Garrison landed and was able to survive after being projected for nearly 2 miles. He said that two sailors actually found him in the freezing cold water after his desperate attempts to swim to the surface himself. He was pulled to safety. He was taken to the DMC Harper University Hospital, where his condition is considered critical but stable.
Hope Cannonball makes it out.
I mean, do you think when he was nearing the water that he...
Do you yell Cannonball?
Did he do a Cannonball?
Cannonball! You pull the knees up to the chest, baby. Pull them up.
All right, so we've got three stories. The human Cannonball, the dude that's covered in cooking oil on LSD, and then the other guy that's walking around his neighborhood naked, covered in cooking oil as well because he gets off on it.
I get on my legs.
Any guesses, Mahoney?
My guess, I mean, the cooking oil guys, I see that happening.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like those guys, you know, plenty of people have their own kinks, and, you know, LSD makes you do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So I can 100% see those being legitimate.
All right, Jordan, it's up to you.
Well, do you really think that they would tase a really old guy?
Yes. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be the
naked,
most fun.
Naked and covered in cooking oil. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that, you know. I actually, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him get hit with a beanbag gun.
Oh.
Especially when you're exposed.
Yeah,
stuff like that must
mean
be on cops' bucket lists. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The old beanbag to beanbag action going.
I do think launching someone over 2 miles is a little excessive. So I think that's probably the fake news.
For the win, you got it. Well done.
I would pay good money to see that, though.
But imagine if you're at the Detroit Motor Show, an outdoor fair at some TFC center, and all of a sudden they shoot this guy out of a cannon and he goes flying out of the arena.
Just keeps going.
I'm in.
That would be
this
awesome.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, Jordan, congratulations to you, man. You get set up with the $250 promo card for Living Spaces to do some redecorating for the new year. Congrats to you, man. Thank you for listening today.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, congratulations to the Academy. They have hit an all-time low with their ratings.
I mean, are we shocked by this?
Almost 6 million less people than tuned in 2019, which is a pretty dramatic drop.
In a single year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, I mean, a lot of people still watch, right? So, I mean, it's still 23.6 million
people.
It's a lot of people, but down 6 million people when you're talking about 23. That's a huge drop.
I'm one of them. You know, I mean, I just don't, I can read about who won on online and not waste 3 hours of my life.
What's become the kind of the MO here is that they don't have a host anymore because anyone that's done anything in the past.
The purity test is too high.
And so anyone that's done anything in the past is not allowed to host a show. And so you take that entertainment piece away, and it's about the speeches, and it's about the people that are winning the awards, right? And then you go, well, all those are exhausting. So I didn't watch it. I'm like you, because why would I? I just see the highlights on Twitter.
Yep.
And the reaction from everyone is that it's just a bunch of celebrities getting up, lecturing people when they have no idea how the real world works because they don't live in it.
Yeah. You're rich, exhausting. You're beautiful. You're
privileged.
You live in Hollywood.
Everything is catered to you at every turn. It's just not the real world.
It's a different world, and yeah. I get why it does not.
Ricky Gervais nailed it with his opening speech when he was hosting the Golden Globes.
I liked watching Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, he's like, shut up. He's like, you don't know how the real world works.
I didn't watch it initially, but you know what? I heard it was good, so I went back and I watched Ricky Gervais.
I actually watched it twice that night.
Really?
Because I was putting together a piece of IKEA furniture.
Nice.
Couldn't find the remote.
I think they played it back to back.
They played it back to back.
I think there's a part two that, like, it doesn't matter who gets nominated, even the nomination process. Everybody's upset by that because their person didn't get nominated. And so it's just kind of toxic. These award shows just feel somewhat toxic to me, and they're not entertaining, which they need, like, you would think. The entertainment industry would get that you need to be entertaining
to keep
people hooked.
They take themselves too seriously. They think that it's this big, like everyone reveres them, and this is supposed to be a serious ceremony.
Can we just talk about what actors are for 1 second?
Just people who pretend to be other people?
Yeah, you're just really good at lying or playing pretend.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that, because I consume plenty of entertainment, but like when we're talking about like should you be held up to this, you know, huge level of like you're a deity at this point? No, man, like you're just a normal person who's makes a lot of money and you're better looking than the rest of us. You know who we should we need
the Spirit Awards seem like a whole lot more fun, the one that Adam Sandler was at.
Yes,
seems a little looser. Yeah.
And that Nick Kroll and his best friend John Mulaney. John Mulaney, yes.
Yeah.
Hosted it like 2 years in a row, and hilarious.
Hilarious, yeah. Did you see the guys that were behind the Uncut Gems doing their acceptance speech together?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is classic. Like, they're both giving a speech simultaneously on the same microphone. They're brothers, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And it is just perfect.
Well, not only that, there was a GIF that came out the other day, too. So you know how, like, GIF. The Oscars and have like the women in the beautiful gowns who come out and bring the Oscar out. It was just a guy. It was like a PA eating a sandwich.
Same as Todd.
Award out, and I'm like, that's what that
I
is.
Can get on board with this. Yes. I've never even heard of the Spirit Awards before this weekend when Adam Sandler won it and gave a great speech. I'm in.
Love them. Yeah, watch love party it. At my house next year.
So The Rock's 18-year-old daughter continuing the family business. She is training with the WWE.
Not shocked by that at all. I mean, the WWE has been a huge platform for a lot of people in The Rock's family. Roman Reigns, his cousin.
Well, and his dad was a wrestler as well.
Yeah, Rocky, Rocky Johnson was an old school WWF wrestler. And he's got, you know, I think there's what, his two cousins, the Usos, are both in there as well. So this has become a family business. And arguably, The Rock is the biggest person to ever come out of WWE now. I mean, for many years, it was Hogan. You know, Hogan was kind of the face of professional wrestling. And then you look at The Rock and what he's done and become one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. You know, I'm not shocked that his 18-year-old daughter would want to be a part of that because she's going to be fast-tracked for sure.
So I love this story so much. So this guy, John Peters, who married Pamela Anderson.
Okay, he was isn't he like 76 years old?
74 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, he's up there.
He is now calling himself an old fool for marrying Pamela Anderson. They were married for a total of 12 days. And the reason why he's calling himself an old fool.
Did he not get a prenup?
No. It's not that. It's that he claims he has paid off $200,000 worth of her debt and bought her a new wardrobe during their whopping 12-day marriage.
12 days.
And said that everything that she told you was a lie. and called himself an old fool for doing it, refuting claims that he asked the Baywatch star to be his wife. He instead claimed that the 52-year-old proposed to him via text. I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills. No way to pay for it, so I paid it, and this is the thanks that I get. There's no fool like an old fool. For her part, Pamela's representatives call his claims ludicrous. I kind of believe him.
I think so.
Because why on earth would she marry this guy for 12 days otherwise?
12 days. Like that
is a smoking gun, right?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
And when he came out with his statement about how he'd loved her his entire life and everything, you're like, oh,
what a sap. Dude, just.
The only thing you got right was calling yourself an old fool.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hopefully he got a prenup too, though.
Oh, I'm sure he got a prenup. Yeah. But still, I mean, if you plunk down $200,000 over the course of 12 days.
It's an expensive 12 days.
Hope you got something out of it.
And not Hep C.
Hey-oh!
Oh, look
at Rock Jam! Get Rock Jam! No! Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person. A person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
All real reviews, all left by women named Karen. But we don't just want to just give you the Karen review. We want to give you some other ones so there's some context. These are all different places from around the great country that we live in. First up is a Subway in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 4 out of 5 stars.
Milwaukee's a pretty nice city.
Yeah, and I mean, Subway is, in my experience at least, pretty consistent. You walk into most Subways, you get a similar level of service.
Definitely.
Okay.
Kimmy R. said 5 out of 5 stars. Food was excellent, as always. The part that I love most about the Subway is the staff. They are always so nice.
Oh, I thought you actually meant an actual Subway system.
No, they don't have a Subway system in Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee.
Rohan D. said 5 out of 5 stars. Subway, the only fast food that I am allowed to eat, and generally I like the consistency of terms of service and cleanliness. Karen R. Karen with a C.
Okay.
1 out of 5 stars. When I walked into this Subway, let me just tell you, this may seem a little excessive, but it's not. It was a last-minute resort for me and my sister to go to this Subway and get 52-foot-long sub for my grandson's junior high graduation, and we had to wait over an hour for the subs. I really hope that this Subway starts training their employees better, because this is unacceptable. Ridiculously long wait, and the lady who took our order seemed really annoyed with me. Get your act together, Subway, and your shredded lettuce sucks.
First off, Karen,
52.
That's almost...
It's about a sub
a minute.
You can't do that.
That is a totally acceptable amount of time to have to wait for 52-foot-long subs. Last minute. You didn't even call ahead. You said it yourself.
You are a bad person if you roll up somewhere and expect to order that many subs and have them made on the spot.
That is a catering order. You don't walk into the restaurant and order that.
What's the max amount? Like, I mean, I would say you call ahead even if there's more than a half dozen.
More than five.
Oh,
yeah.
That's half dozen.
Yep. This is a Mac Shack in Madison Heights, Michigan. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Christina M. said 5 out of 5 stars. Ordered the cluck like a buffalo. Absolutely amazing. Mm. Chicken was tender and juicy. Mm. Onions, blue cheese, not overpowering. And the mac itself, awesome.
How do buffaloes cluck?
Samantha B. said 5 out of 5 stars. We hired the Mac Shack to cater our wedding last month. Oh. They did a fantastic job. Our ceremony reception, same location, 2 different areas. They set up the food, and then they reset it, and everyone had a wonderful time.
Macaroni bar at a wedding? You into that?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Karen P., 1 out of 5 stars. If they had a mascot, it would be Pennywise the Dancing Clown, beckoning you into the promise of warm comfort food on an incredibly frigid day. But instead, you'd get what I can only describe as curdled man juice covered soft pasta that will haunt you for the rest of your life. What? Let's just say no one is leaving the Mac Shack happy.
Karen.
Jesus.
Wow. Karen, this is a Mac Shack. Not a Jack.
All right. Let's just move on.
Say Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Yes, yes. This is Stomping Grounds Coffee House in Fairview, Oregon. This is 4.5 out of 5 stars. Jenny Wise said 5 out of 5 stars. Nice, quiet place. If you like hanging out in a place that has a good, homey feel to it, it is perfect. Drinks, very reasonably priced as well. Kelly P., 5 out of 5 stars. Great coffee, wonderful service, fabulous atmosphere. What more can you ask for? Karen A., 1 out of 5 stars. Rude. Unbelievably rude and overpriced. Sells Coca-Cola products and Gatorade? Oh, my God. And located in a strip mall? Not even a standalone shop? First and last time here, I stopped in because it was one of the only cafes in this little stretch of road, in quotation marks. Soup costs $7 U.S. Coffee drink was made okay, but overpriced, over $5 USD for a latte with a non-dairy substitute? Gee whiz. Common sense says go somewhere else, but there's literally nowhere else to go. And don't you dare buy that poison can of Coca-Cola.
What's her problem with Coke?
I don't know.
What's her, I mean, like,
I don't know.
If you go to Starbucks, a latte's over $5 anyway.
I mean, like, everywhere.
Everywhere. That's pretty pretty standard pricing.
And also, who writes $5 USD?
Yeah, thank like, you. We're not, you're in Oregon. Psycho. You're not talking pesos, Karen.
Just clarify.
And last but not least, fluid water therapy in New York, New York.
The grossest review we have had on the Karen Chronicles.
What is a fluid water?
I'll get to it.
Is it like
this is a place where you get let's just say cleaned out.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a colonic.
Yeah. This is 4.5 out of 5 stars though, so very well reviewed. Sandra H said
who
5 out of 5.
First off, who posts a Yelp review, positive or negative, for this place?
People are monsters.
It's a poop post. Okay. Sandra H. said 5 out of 5 stars. Been going to the office for 2 years now. Francis, Lauren, and Shannon are awesome. Very professional. Casey K. said 5 out of 5 stars. Nicest detox center I've ever been to. Everything is impeccably clean. The waiting room is chic, cozy, and inviting as well.
Chic.
Chic. And Karen A. said 1 out of 5 stars. Only come here if you want to pay $165 for a 20-minute colonic or completely incompetent procedures. My machine got clogged, so the procedure ended.
God.
I paid $180 as I wanted the tip since I clogged the machine, perhaps due to the increased amount of fiber I've been eating. As a corporate beauty and wellness blogger, I experience and review many health experiences in New York City, so don't expect this place to be open much longer after this review. Since I clogged the machine, they asked me if I wanted to reschedule. Hell no, I don't want to reschedule. How about having some machines that work, and then I'll think about it. The owner responded by telling me that her machines are up to date and as high-end as possible, and I clogged the machine. You just admitted that you clogged the machine. You nasty ass.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How did those things clog?
If you're Karen and you're so full of it.
So full of it.
Oh, man.
Clog the machine? Come on, Karen.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So business is booming in Henderson, as you may expect. Of course, everyone's talking about the new Raiders practice facility that's going on out there and the new St. Rose Square, whatever they're going to be calling it. It's St. Rose Square, right?
I don't know.
It's like Town Square, but
it's down over
on St. Rose. Yeah, so yeah, St. Rose Square.
Yeah, but you got that whole thing down there, plus the AHL is going to be playing. You know, the Golden Knights bought an AHL team. They're going to be playing down there as well.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know,
so,
a lot of good things.
Yeah, Water Street is going on. There's that huge Amazon Fulfillment Center that's under construction on the west side. The Union Development which includes the Henderson Hospital, which is just east of US 95 near Central Church. Google just broke ground last year on the $600 million data center near Warm Springs and Boulder Highway. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. If you drive up and down, you know, St. Rose, and you haven't done that in a couple of years because maybe you live on the totally opposite side of town, it has so dramatically changed.
Mm-hmm.
So much development out there.
City's grown.
Yeah. Station Casinos showing off some new suites, renovated rooms at Green Valley Ranch and Red Rock. You have a favorite Station Casino?
I usually go to Red Rock or Green Valley Ranch or traditionally where I go. But I feel like, you know, I mean, I guess you can consider Palms Station's casino now because they're its own
sure
by
it
the Cedars.
Yeah.
Palms is great. You know, I mean, the renovation that they did there over the last couple of years.
The restaurants are some of the best in town and definitely easier than going down to the Strip, in my opinion. But, you know, I Red Rock has always been a classic. And Green Valley Ranch, since they added a Shake Shack, I've been frequenting more. Really?
Of course you have.
Yeah.
So they just renovated an old suite that hasn't been rented out in about a decade. It recently brought back to life, offers sweeping views of the Strip. Sure, fine. Amenities like a private bar and outdoor terrace. Fine.
Cool.
One-bedroom presidential suite features dark wood floors, high ceilings. Sure, fine.
Nice.
Contemporary art pieces, blah, blah, blah. Integrated music system, yeah. Also has a $20,000 Italian-made glass foosball table.
Yes, it does.
Now you're talking my language. And a hotel butler on call around the clock.
I don't know. Who said foosball table? Need it.
$20,000. It must be at least $20,000 and made of Italian glass.
I don't know how I feel about a glass foosball table, though. I feel like, you know, you do you guys play the rules when it comes to foosball?
No,
like no spinning?
No, those things spin,
you
man.
Always spin.
And, yeah, like my foosball games get violent.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like the glass, because I'm like, you know, you pull the little the rods.
Well,
back
if
and forth
but
really
don't worry,
hard.
If you break your Italian glass foosball table, there's a butler on call around the clock to come in there and mop up all of the blood.
Okay,
so
well, fair enough. There you go.
But yeah, so they're working on a whole bunch of different rooms.
Do we know how much that is a night?
It doesn't say.
No. Can we all
out
rent,
of our
can,
price
can,
range?
Can we rent out the presidential suite at Green Valley Ranch?
Mahoney versus the butler in foosball.
That's
hell
right.
Yeah,
let's throw down, man. Let's throw down.
Red Rock is redoing 770 of its 795 rooms, so basically all of them, which, why? Last time I stayed at Red Rock, like,
yeah,
nothing
fun.
Wrong with the rooms.
I've never stayed at Red Rock, but I always heard that the rooms were plenty nice. So, but, you know, I mean, you got to stay ahead of the curve. Everything's always changing.
So there is a Las Vegas entrepreneur by the name of Elliot Sakin, I think is how you say it, Shakin. He promoted 24/7 private vaults as safer than banks, guaranteeing clients.
Oh,
total,
Mr. Elliott. That
Mr.
Guy.
Elliott, yep.
Yeah.
Total anonymity and access to their property whenever they needed it. Clients had keys to safe deposit boxes. They used the iris scan to access the vault, signed paperwork with an X to keep their identity secret.
I remember these commercials from years ago.
Professional gamblers, celebrities, business people, even some criminal suspects, of course,
it was mostly drug dealers.
Who stored up $70 million in cash and an eclectic mix of valuables and safe deposit boxes. This guy, who is a New York native and an Air Force veteran who spent a lifetime distrusting government, opened the business in 1999 with money he earned in commercial real estate in Southern California. Early in the morning of April 14th, 2012, the vault company was robbed, though authorities say it was an inside job. And now this is circling back because all of these charges are finally coming around and they're starting to figure out who is responsible for it.
Who was it?
Two former employees.
Okay.
So it was an inside job.
8 years later, they're just now pressing charges? Or
prosecutors are seeking to recover more than $2.6 million from the three defendants that are preparing to stand trial. So,
why didn't you just get the hell out of the country if you've stole a couple million dollars?
If you had like $70 million worth of stuff.
Well, they didn't get $70 million.
But still.
But they're saying, what, a couple million there? So,
I mean, they're trying to recoup $2.6 million, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why don't just go move down to Ecuador or something?
So you may have heard the stories about this 209-mile-per-hour gust up at Lake Tahoe. I mean, it's been windy. And it's still windy today. In fact,
it's
going to
get windy. Yeah.
It's going to be windy throughout the day. It's going to kind of chill out this evening. But there was reports of a potential record-breaking gust of wind at 209 miles per hour up at Lake Tahoe.
How is that even possible?
It's not. It was a mistake. So
whoops.
The second highest wind gust on Sunday clocked in at 125 miles per hour,
that
which
seems
is still
realistic.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
But 209 was like hurricane-level winds. Like, that's not happening.
Not in Tahoe.
And they have finally given up. Parallel parking has been eliminated from the Nevada DMV driving exam.
How do you guys feel about this? Are you happy?
Parallel
about
parking
this?
Is not that tricky.
It's really
it's
not.
Really
you
not.
Just learn how to do it one time. Like, stop giving people a pass to be stupid and lazy.
I mean, just because they have backup cameras doesn't mean
It should be easier
exactly.
With backup cameras now.
Let me show you the trick. I'll just tell it to you right now. When it comes to parallel parking,
pull parallel.
You pull right up next to the car next to you, and then you start backing up. And when your mirror gets to the back light of the car, you crank the wheel as hard as you can, and it zips you right in, and then you crank it back the other way.
I do front wheels to back wheels.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Front wheels to back wheels, your mirror on the back light, and that's the right spot to start turning.
I don't parallel park very often because Las Vegas, the one thing that, you know, we were traditionally known for many years until everybody started charging for parking. Thanks for that. Was that we had an overabundance of parking.
Right. But if you're over, say, like at Town Square, for example, where there is parallel parking, if you're behind somebody that doesn't know how to parallel park.
I'll fight them.
Oh, God.
I'll fight him.
Yeah, and also the idiot who doesn't know that you're parallel parking, even though you clearly have your blinker on and you have your reverse lights on and you're trying to back into the spot, and they're sitting there, they pull right up on you.
Yeah.
Like that taxi cab at Town Square the other day. I wanted to fight you.
Did you get his medallion number?
No, I didn't care that much. Just gave him a dirty look when he drove by.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
But yeah, I mean, like, learn how to parallel. Like, we don't need worse drivers on the road. Like, if you can't parallel park, you should not be able to drive.
It's not, it's just not that tricky.
It's really not.
It's just, come on, guys.
You dopes.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there anything worse than being a stinky kid? Like, puberty is weird, man. And remember the kids who were stinky and their voice was cracking at the same time? Yo, I tell you, there was nothing worse because I was that kid.
Message deleted.
I mean, I get it, and it does suck, like, especially when if you don't know you smell. But I feel like your
mom... It's better to be the stinky kid than to be the stinky adult.
Yes.
Yes.
At least as a kid, there's an excuse that you don't know any better or your parents just don't have that great a high. As an adult, there's no excuse to be the stinky one.
No, adults don't have phases like that. I feel like you hit a certain age and you're not allowed to dye your hair.
You're just the stinky one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When you think back as a kid, though, and you know, you think about how ruthless kids just are, you don't realize why some kid might be stinky. I just remember I wore like the same pair of jeans like 2 days in a row in like middle school and got made fun of. And I was like,
kidding, as an adult, I'll wear the same pair of jeans 5 days in a row.
Yes,
until
they start to stink.
Right.
And even then, you can extend it with some Febreze.
Febreze.
But like,
game changer. There was no Febreze when we were kids. Now, if your kid stinks when they're walking out the door, just hose them down.
You're like one of those sci-fi movies where you're coming in from like an alien encounter. And
it's just... Please leave a message after the tone.
I was just calling to know, like, who's got the best of the worst pet peeves? Like, for me personally, I hate it when people click their pen. Like, it drives me nuts at work. Stop clicking your damn pen.
Message deleted.
Yeah, but it's so, it just relieves
therapeutic,
you.
Yeah,
like, especially if you're in
wait,
a meeting.
Wait, does that drive you crazy too, Ian?
It does.
That bothers you?
Never that. It makes me anxious, and it makes me, because I have restless leg syndrome, so that makes me want to, like, do that beat with my leg.
My legs are, like, if I'm sitting in a meeting that I don't want to be in or I shouldn't be in, my leg is always, like, I'm always, like, moving. I have to be moving or doing something.
Yep.
And, it, like, because traditionally, like, being on a phone in your meeting is bad form.
Hold on. You think it's bad form, but you always do it.
You do it. I do it way less than you.
No way.
Do you guys keep tabs on yourself, though? Because I allow myself 2 phone checks during meetings.
Do you?
Yeah, 2 checks. One towards the beginning, and then if it's trailing too long, I'll look. But then I feel bad.
I get messages on my Fitbit, so like I feel like that's less intrusive.
What do the messages say?
Yeah.
Still fat. Like, hey, that is a little too close to home, Fitbit.
It did just tell me my cardio health is below average now.
Oh, so, no. It's supposed to be a skinny year. What's going on here, man?
I'm working on it.
Last year was supposed to be a skinny year.
I'm working on it. It's early.
You're 14 months behind schedule. Let's go.
I'm working on it.
I'm not working on it.
I'm hungry. Hungry. So hungry.
Saw you order the world's largest pizza 2 days ago.
I split that with my wife.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So how about this when it comes to dangerous workplaces? Amazon, there's a warehouse in Texas, and they say that working at this particular Amazon warehouse is more dangerous than working in a psychiatric ward or a prison.
That seems a little bit like an OSHA violation, right?
Shouldn't OSHA
be involved here?
In simple terms, they said 1 in 10 employees of the unit have been injured to the extent that it has required reporting to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Okay.
These are not just scraped knees. These injuries have met a level that requires medical treatment beyond first aid.
Ugh.
Amazon previously told the news site that was reporting on this, that the reason for the high rating was because it took an aggressive stance on recording injuries, no matter how big or small. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you've heard horror stories about these Amazon warehouses, though.
Yeah.
I mean, especially around the holidays when they're shipping billions of packages a day through these service
centers.
People
are just running around like maniacs during peak season.
It sounds like...
Would you like to hear some of the injuries?
Oh, God.
Sprains, bruises, yes, as you might expect. Heat stress, yep. Electrical shock, hernias, crushed hands and feet, concussions, fractures, and lacerations.
Do you ever do a warehouse job? You ever have a warehouse job?
No.
Growing up, I worked in a cold store warehouse, which was kind of cool. I mean, it was cool because it was
a cold store warehouse.
Very fitting.
Yeah, it was in Missouri. A cold store warehouse. Oh. So it was like they frozen foods and items and stuff like that. So you would have to like bundle up and look like the Michelin man. But they paid. And it was crazy, though, because this is probably the hardest work I've ever done in my entire life. I think I only did it for like 3 or 4 months.
Uh-huh.
But you got paid a pretty decent wage. I mean, we're talking like 1999, the year 2000. I think I made $15 an hour.
Oh, so you were rolling it.
Well, that was my base. And then every pallet that you did each hour, you got paid on top of that. So there were some hours where you could make close to $40 an hour.
Wow.
Like if you were like,
only work there for 3 or 4 months, man? It seems like a gold mine.
It killed me.
It was too much work for you. I understand.
Because it's freezing cold. Yeah. You're in like a giant freezer, and then you would be sweating your ass off because you want to get that $40
an hour. Man, I bet you'd be in such good shape, though.
I know. I was stuck around.
It was the best shape I was ever in.
You just come out of that suit and just be so rich and ripped. So
oiled for some reason, too. Yeah.
Six pack. Who filled this thing with Crisco? I don't know, but I smell delicious.
I learned how to make prison ramen, though.
I bet you did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
That's some good stuff.
So, University of Colorado offering a cannabis degree for students studying the science and manufacturing of marijuana. It's a rigorous program that has been compared to double majoring in biology and chemistry. So Colorado State University expected to launch the cannabis biology and chemistry program this fall at its Pueblo campuses after receiving approval from the state just this past Friday. So, look, it's big business. Why not have a degree for it?
It's the new gold rush. I mean, that's what marijuana is. I know so many people who have left their jobs over the last 5 to 6 years all across the country who are getting into marijuana because it is a growth business, but it literally is a growing business as well, and a huge segment there.
Yeah.
I looked into going when I was thinking about not doing radio a couple years ago when I was getting fired.
Wait, come on, man.
A couple of years ago?
Like 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
That's when I was in San Diego.
Okay.
So anyway, I was looking into...
Pulled the curtain back there.
I was looking into programs
getting
like...
excited.
UC Davis has a beer brewing program, you know, and that's big business as well. And so I'm not surprised. The science that goes into growing marijuana, you know, botany, biology, you know, all that sort of stuff, combining that all into one in Colorado, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, the more we can learn about about marijuana and its actual medical benefits, the better. You know, I think it's certainly better than filling your body full of a bunch of opioids.
So there is a dude in Wisconsin that knows how to get women like we can't even comprehend.
What's his secret?
He has been collecting Indiana Jones memorabilia for 35 years. And wait...
He has
just built a custom home to fit all of his items in.
Hell yeah.
Michael T. Miller, 49, said his collection began with a collector's edition VHS of Raiders of the Lost Ark that his parents bought him when he was just 14 years old. Ever since then, 3 decades later, he had Werner Holmes build him a custom home in Sheboygan County to fit his now massive tribute to the film and its star, a life-size creation of actor Harrison Ford.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he had like a boulder in there, like the chase
boulder.
That would
be cool. That would be cool.
Listen to some of this stuff. So it's got a 19-foot ceiling, special stud work for stability, custom-made cabinets, special environmental controls.
Special stud work, especially for Harrison Ford.
Special stud work for myself. Hell yeah, girls.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That guy's cool as hell, man.
Yeah, you think he brings girls back there and they're like... cool. Wow. This is really cool.
Nerd! Nerd! Nerd!
So what's something really stupid that you did when you were angry? And Ian, you seem to have this habit of punching things, which is little surprising because you don't strike me as a violent person.
No, well, I'm never violent towards anybody else, but I for some reason, it's always my right hand that I always take my anger out on. I used to have a problem with drywall back in the day, but that's been resolved.
Okay. Good.
How many walls do you think you patched?
No, the worst part is I don't think I've ever patched a wall. I think I've had other people do it, which makes me even more angry. I did get angry once with a roommate. It was over money, and I remember tearing up a $100 bill in front of him because he wanted me to pay. He thought I didn't pay him for something. I was convinced I did. So to just shove it in his face, I ripped up $100 in front of him.
Gillian on our Twitter at David Mahoney said, was mad at my ex and was trying to be dramatic. So I made a 3-point U-turn and promptly backed into a tree.
Oh.
Ow.
Isn't that the worst when you're trying to make a point? Like you're trying to peel out of somewhere and just crash into a tree. Oh, crap.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So when you got angry, what did you do? And how quickly did you regret it?
Oh, my God.
Was really upset about something. I threw my remote at my 75-inch TV and broke the screen. As soon as it left my hand, I knew I had screwed up.
Is there, like, for some reason, we have, when rage kind of boils up, and I don't know if you experience the same kind of rage that, I've experienced in the past.
You talk about a rage that I don't experience. You talk about seeing white or seeing red.
Yeah, I've never seen
white. Yeah. That white is the, like, when you are so mad that, like, it almost becomes like a tunnel vision of
yeah, you are crazy.
It's just psychopath.
It doesn't happen nearly as often as it used to. Like when I was much younger, it would happen all the time. Like it would be almost like an out of body experience.
Cool.
Certain times.
Well, love working with you. Yes.
Great being around you for multiple hours a day.
Yes.
Well, I don't.
I'm not worried at all.
Neither of you have ever even like experienced.
Boy. You feel like he's on the edge.
He is now.
He's about to show us what the experience is like.
No, I'm not. Because it takes a lot to get me there, and even so, I don't even know if I could get there the full time. I've gotten older. Things are harder now. But we always feel like breaking our own stuff, and then as soon as you break it, that instant regret sets in.
I can see Mahoney being like a Bruce Banner. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when he sees white, he just turns into the Hulk and just everything just destruction.
But just his belly pops out of his shirt.
Why is it green?
Ryan said, I broke my right hand punching down on a wooden chair seat because I was upset. Couldn't use my hand for a month, which is real handy when I work with my hands all day.
Why don't we ever punch with our off hand either?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
Was playing basketball with some friends. The rim, however, was inside a racquetball court. Something happened that got me so mad. I kicked the ball. It went directly into the crease of the wall and came back and hit me square in the face. Glad there was no cameras rolling. Destroyed a $2,000 Darth Maul statue that I won in a Lay's chip contest. Lost a fighting game, lost my crap, and took a baseball bat to it. Ripped its head off, and it is proudly displayed near my arcade stick.
That is when you were taking an actual bat to your own products or your own, you know, things that you own, and especially something that cost $2,000.
My ex and I were fighting. He came home drunk and passed out. I was so mad that I purposely farted on him while he was asleep.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
And that's how she got pink eye.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is the dumbest thing that you have done while you were angry? Jason on our Facebook said, awfully bold of you to think that I've peaked with the dumbest thing that I've ever done. Chrissy also on Facebook said, changed my phone password and then couldn't remember it when the feelings settled.
So I was
angry and I changed my phone password. Silver lining, fresh reset for both myself and my phone.
Starting over.
Losing all your numbers, though.
No said, quit my job because I didn't want to fight with my boss anymore. Had to sell my work truck that week. Needed that job. Yeah. How about this one? Troy said, lowering my video poker bet from the max to 50 cents because I wasn't winning, and then I hit a sequential royal for $125 instead of the $10,500.
It wouldn't have hit.
It wouldn't have
hit. It wouldn't have hit. That's not how that works. You gotta tell yourself that.
Even if that is how it works, just tell yourself how it works.
I don't think that's how, like, that's not how it works. At least that's what I tell myself. Because it's like they're prepaid.
They have pay schedules, yeah, and the 125 is not the same as the 10,500.
Way different. So yeah. you still walked up with a good amount of money, man.
Annalee said, I quit my job on the spot. I regret it to this day. I'd be making so much money if I hadn't quit. And Ryan said, threw my phone at the dash of my work truck. It bounced off the dash, hit the windshield, and cracked it.
Oh,
phone screen was unharmed, but I told my boss that I hit a rock and totally got away with it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's surprising.
You're like, you hit a rock on the inside of your windshield?
Well, I mean, the fact that his phone screen didn't break. Yeah,
but
he got like an old school Nokia?
That's impressive.
Need to build cars out of that material.
So the dumbest thing that you've ever done while you were drunk, this one comes to us from Lindsay. She said, I'll preface this by saying I'm a lover, not a fighter, but one time in high school I slapped a girl. She had it coming, so I felt accomplished. While walking away, I had so much pep in my step, felt on top of the world, and then I tripped and fell flat on my face, and she laughed, and I lost any street cred that I thought I'd earn and scurried away with nothing but shame.
Why is that, like, it's so embarrassing to just fall?
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's something that happens to all of us, but like, why is it that like you feel like the worst amount of shame? Like you just did something wrong anytime you like kind of trip or fall.
Mike said, I threw my $200 smart TV remote at my new $4,500 TV.
Oh my God.
It was only a week or two old, all over an argument that my ex and I were having.
Oh man, I bet you wish you still $4,500 TV. Ooh. Sorry.
So sorry.
So sorry.
Arguing with my now ex, I was so enraged by him, and he's 6'7", I'm 5'2", that I cut off the only thing he loved more than himself. No, not that. My hair. It was to my waist, and I chopped it off above my shoulders, and now I have a mullet. Awesome.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Ladies, don't ever cut your hair in anger. Like, just don't.
I mean, if you're like, it's a change because there's been a breakup or whatever, like, that's standard form. But
give it a week.
Yeah.
Give it a week.
Yeah.
Don't. You will always regret it. You are not going to look better with bangs. You are not. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I don't know. I've met some people that could use a little coverage up front.
No, man. They're not getting the cousin it.
Hear my
mom. Cover your ears.
So these are all popular alternative songs that you've heard many times over the years. Nikki is our contestant today for Cover Your Ears. Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you're a big fan of alternative music, right?
I love alternative music, yes.
Good. So each one of these covers is 30 seconds long. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. If you get the artist and the song, then you get a full point. You're trying to get 2 out of 3 in order to be our winner today. What makes it a little tricky is that these aren't the originals. These are people covering these songs.
Artistic interpretations, Dave. Like any good cover, nobody wants to hear the same, you know, the exact same melody or the exact same pace. You got to make it your own, and that's what these people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Only problem is some of them aren't very good. So
you say that.
Outright horrible, actually.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, categorically.
Just don't appreciate their
especially
art.
Especially today, too. These are exceptionally
let's say some
bad.
Of the some of these covers are abstract art, if you will. All right, Nikki. So, again, you're looking for the artist and the song. If you get just the artist or the song, it's a half point. Here we go with number one. Good luck to you.
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. When you're on a holiday, you can't find the words to say. All the things that come to you, and I want to feel it too. On an island in the sun, we'll be playing and having
fun. That's Weezer for sure.
Can you not sing along too? Because you're pretty bad.
That's all right, though.
No, I mean, no, seriously. Stop singing.
Weezer for sure. And I totally, oh my God, I want to say.
Oh my God.
It's literally right there.
I'm trying to think, oh my God. I know it's Weezer. I know that for sure. And I want to say it's a. It's like some.
Tell that guy in the background to shut up.
They said stop talking. They stopped talking here. Okay, so it's like, okay, I know for sure it's Weezer, and I know.
5 seconds.
Playing having fun. I don't know. Playing having fun.
Okay, so you get a half one.
Half point.
And it was right there on the tip of your tongue. It actually is Island in the Sun. So yeah, but it's all right. It's all right. A half point. All right. So here we go. You're still alive.
Sing along. I will hang up on you.
He's so angry. All right, here we go. On to number two. You're looking for a full point on this one. Here we go.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where are you going to tomorrow? And I see that these are lies to come. So would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it.
Now, that's going to take some work. So the
ouch.
The music has absolutely no place there whatsoever. I think somebody just kept falling over onto a keyboard.
This was the free jazz version.
Oh, my God. Ouch, man. I have absolutely no clue on that one. I'm so sorry, man. That sucks.
Yeah, no, it's all right. That was Stone Temple Pilots and Plush, believe it or not.
You can get it right there at the end.
Maybe.
And I feel the time's a waste to go.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's like bad karaoke, I swear. Ouch.
It's much, much worse than that. All right, so you only have a half point. You do need 2 points in order to win today, but if you get a full point on this one, you'll win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, that's 30 seconds. If you even get a half point on that, you'll win.
That's like not even like fair, man. Oh, my God. I feel like a thought. I'm sorry. Yeah, I suck. Someone else gets to win me, but not me today.
Yeah,
sorry.
All right.
Well. What do you guys think that was? Well, Mahoney, what do you think it was?
Yeah.
Was that Green Day, Time of Your Life?
It was?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. How on earth did you get that?
What? You kind of hear the melody?
What?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But I had no idea. You could have told me that was Pink Floyd's The Wall, and you know, or Dark Side of the Moon, and I would have been like, yeah,
that was
sure.
The thong song by Cisco.
That's a jam right there.
Sure wasn't Smash Mouth.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You're going to show up with heavy equipment to rob an ATM and not be able to rob an ATM.
I mean, we've heard several stories of this over the years where they either like drive trucks into it, they bring bulldozers, those cat machines, sorts of things.
About 4 a.m. in Hurricane, a city in southwestern Utah, and they showed up with heavy equipment and they smashed up this ATM, but they were unable to rip out the ATM using the stolen truck, a trailer, and heavy equipment, according to cops. They did not elaborate on what exactly the heavy equipment was, unfortunately, because I would love to know.
Yeah.
It looked like it was all smashed up.
I mean, the ATM was wrecked, but still unable to get away with it. So, way to go, dummies. And also, don't all ATMs just have tracking devices in them now?
Yes, they do.
They all have a GPS.
So, what are you doing, man?
They're really dumb.
Yeah.
People are really stupid.
Speaking of being stupid, this is pretty high on the list. A burglary suspect left her 2-year-old inside of the home that she had robbed and tried to swap cars down the street. This was on January 30th at about 2:59 p.m. Deputies from the sheriff's office were dispatched to a reported burglary to residence. On arrival, they contacted the adult male homeowner who advised them that he had returned home and found a 2-year-old female child inside the residence.
Oh
the homeowner
God.
Had no knowledge of whose baby that was. Why is there a baby in here? Who the parents were. The homeowner called the cops. After summoning the help, the homeowner noticed several items missing from his residence. While en route to the location, a deputy was flagged down. The citizens complained that a vehicle had been stolen. So sure enough, crackhead mom breaks into the place, starts stealing stuff, forgets her baby, and then runs down the street and steals a car.
Well, this is probably, I mean, so I know a lot of us don't, this doesn't sound like a good story, But it's going to be a good story because that kid is no longer going to be in the custody of that crackhead.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really really too bad that the mom is such a pile of garbage, but booked into the county jail on $150,000 bail.
Yep, yep, you can stay there for a while.
So this is awkward when you're pretending to be the cops and then the real cops pull you over.
How many times have we heard, like,
a lot?
Like,
what is with all these cosplaying nerds? Like, just go to the police academy and become a real cop.
Yeah. Stop pretending to be a soldier. Stop pretending to be a cop. Just go do it.
Just join the military or join the police academy.
Like, they have applications.
You just fill it out and then you just go become a police officer. It's not that hard. Well, this guy got pulled over, and sure enough, his SUV was all rigged out like it was a cop car. The driver, he said, had gone to extreme lengths to make his SUV look like a police car. In the back, it said police interceptor. On the sides, it had four numbers like it was part of a fleet. It also had the big police push bumpers. There was a light array all around the back side. On the push bumper, it was decked out. And when they pulled him over, he was in possession of a loaded handgun and a knife and didn't hold a concealed pistol or weapons license, according to the cops.
Smart.
And when they asked him what he was doing, he said, "I'm the sheriff. Who are you?" And they said, "You're not. Get out of the car. You're going to jail."
How much money, I mean, to deck your car out in like a full-blown, like, you add the sirens, you add the bumpers, you add all the extra stuff, that's tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, you
and
dweeb.
Then to get somebody to agree to do that also. Like, who's the detail guy or the decal guy who's like, yeah, I'll put this on your car.
They don't ask questions. If you got money, they'll do it.
So troopers discovered a suspect was producing his music while driving his semi-truck, you know?
Are you mad? So, well,
I'm mad at this. Yes, you're endangering. You're endangering everyone else's
lives.
When
you gotta spit hot fire, you don't know when that inspiration's coming, man. Like you're trucking. You get off the CB and some hot bars just drop into your mind. You gotta lay that down while it's hot, Dave.
So they discovered what they call a new form of distracted driving during a traffic stop. For speeding that led to an eventual arrest. So he was speeding while distracted and laying down these hot bars. The trooper says a semi was stopped for speeding, and eventually this guy was arrested for suspicion of DUI on drugs. On top of that, the trooper found that the suspect appeared to have his semi-truck turned into a studio producing, recording music while driving on the highway. He even had a drop-down mic hanging from the ceiling of the cab.
Hell yeah.
It drops down like he's, what, Bruce Buffer, and he's about to announce a fight? Like, what are you talking about,
Trucker,
man?
Trucker rhymes with
Mother.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, you love food, so I was curious. What's one food you would trade sex for?
Message deleted.
Like, give up the relations for food?
Let's start there. So your wife is like, okay, we can either get it on, and let's just assume it's going to be fantastic, or you can have this food. What is the food that you go, all right, I'm going to pass on the fantastic relations?
For me, it would have to be something that is something I don't get all the time and very expensive. So I would go caviar, like a fine French cuisine meal with lots of caviar. I would go.
You really like caviar?
I love caviar. I do, but really? It's just so expensive.
That's gross.
What do you mean? It's like it's salt. It's like just eating straight.
Right. It's gross.
Salt and fish. I love it.
Who wants
really?
Salty fish? Yeah.
I love salty fish.
I bet you do, creep.
I would give that up, but do you remember the 80s and 90s commercial for Klondike bars? Like, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah.
Maybe go to the store, maybe buy it. Anything else? Probably nothing.
Work a job, so let's, make some money. So
let's flip it the other way, because we know that you're a lazy lover. And
how dare you?
Okay, so
I give it my best shot.
Very generous.
This food has to be so good that you'd be willing to go through the process of sassifying somebody else.
Oh, are you saying like...
You would give it up for this food?
Yes.
I mean, anything. McDonald's fries?
Wait, what?
Wait, really?
Like for
you would give your body for McDonald's fries?
Yeah.
It shows how little value us guys have in our bodies.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about this.
Hot McDonald's fries are delicious.
Please they leave a message after the tone.
Especially Monopoly's going on.
Good morning. So my whole life I have had people tell me I'm a nice guy. I somewhat agree with them, but at the same time, they have no idea the sick crap that goes on in my head. And any of you guys feel this way?
Message deleted.
We don't lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that we are nice guys.
No.
That's just too unbelievable. But everyone is a creep. Everyone's a pervert.
Yeah. Yes. You just got to be able to find somebody who shares that same type of perversion that you do, or is at least okay with what you're doing. And I also feel like a lot of nice, quote-unquote nice guys fall into that trap of you're just lame. You're not nice. You're just lame. That's like I feel like when I was younger, like in high school, I thought I was like the nice guy. No, I've never been nice. I've just been I was just a loser who couldn't get a chick. Yeah. So you lie to yourself. I'm just nice. They like jerks. No, they like people who are confident in themselves, and you're just an ugly loser.
Yeah. It's not about being a jerk. People don't like jerks generally. Yeah. There are a certain group of women who have this thing where, in my experience at least, if guys treat them poorly, it makes them want to win that competition. Yeah. And
they can
make
fix
them
that.
Make them nicer, yeah.
But not being a quote-unquote nice guy, then, you know, I quickly realized later on in life, I'm like, oh, I'm tall.
Yeah.
I'll just use that to my advantage. I'm not particularly good looking. I'm not particularly a great lover, but I am tall. Mm. So you will look good standing next to me, and you will never look big standing next to me.
I will always outfat you.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right.
That is...
You're welcome.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I hate the person who says, don't talk to me unless I have my coffee. We get it. You are an unpleasant person.
Message deleted.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's also Dave Farrah.
No, I'm not ever too grumpy to talk to me before my coffee. I still hate you after my coffee.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, but if you don't get your coffee, you're grumpy.
When have you ever seen me without coffee? It's
all
never
time,
happened.
Constantly.
It's never happened.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So 1 in 3 consumers fear that they will max out a credit card. More than 1 in 3 Americans, or 91 million people, said that they're afraid they're going to max out their credit card when making a large purchase, according to a new WalletHub credit card survey. Most of those polled considered a large purchase anything over $100. So we're not talking about like a $4,000 purchase because, yeah, of course. But more than 1/3, or 37%, say they've already maxed out their credit card, and 14% say they maxed it out more than once. I mean, as far as maxing out cards ever, I've maxed out credit cards.
Well, I think they're saying that this 1 in 3 people fear, like, if they're sliding their card,
like it won't go through.
Won't go through. So that seems way more crazy to me, other than the flip side of just the fear of maxing out a card, because I do have the fear of maxing out credit cards. I've had maxed out credit cards in years past. I got rid of all of them, and I keep one card now because I don't want to have, you know, a whole, I don't know.
You don't trust yourself.
I don't want to give myself that much rope to get myself in trouble.
According to data from the Federal Reserve, the U.S. surpassed $1 trillion in credit card debt, the highest level since the Great Recession. So U.S. households with revolving credit debt owe nearly $7,000 on average, costing them about $1,100 a year in interest payments, according to NerdWallet's 2019 household debt survey. At the same time, about 35% of cardholders are starting 2020 with more credit card debt than they had at the beginning of 2019. And I actually think that with a lot of these surveys, they're off because people lie about how much debt they have.
I've lied about my credit card debt.
See?
Definitely. I've only had my credit card for a year. This is my very first one. I maxed it out within 6 months and didn't tell my girlfriend until like last week.
Is it still maxed out?
No, it's not. I paid it off.
Okay, good for you.
So.
Good for you.
How much? What'd you max it out at? What was your limit?
It was just like $1,000.
No. Okay,
entry
so
level.
I mean,
with my credit score, they didn't allow me anything more than
that. Well, that's probably pretty good though. So are you happy that they capped you at $1,000? Do you think you would have gone past that $1,000 mark?
I tried to extend the limit when I maxed it out, but they were like, "No, bro. This is a test." So, I'm very happy that they kept it at that, but paid off now, thankfully. But I lied to my girlfriend all the time about it. She was like,
$1,000.
Was it on a specific purchase or was it just little stuff?
Just little stuff that
like
she had.
Like bar tabs and.
Oh, it was all bar tabs. So, yeah, it was all bar tabs.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
So one of my good friends from back home, his mom had like, I think, $70,000 in credit card debt that she hid.
$70,000 hidden?
Hidden from her husband and from the family. and him. And he was a retired guy and made a good living, had a really good pension, and almost bankrupt their family by doing that.
Wow.
Just didn't tell anybody, and wasn't like any major purchase or anything like
that. Little stuff along the way,
was,
and then the interest
it just
keeps adding up.
And compounding. Yeah. And that's, again, that's what scares me, because it's like, I don't, you know, I always feel like I'm about to go off the rails and got to just live my life like, don't do it. Like, because I have
that, that's how I live my entire life, is it's just like towing the edge. Well, that's how I've always been. It's just like, how close can I get to disaster without falling over?
If you have an addictive personality, which I certainly do on a lot of things, and mine's not maybe drugs and it may not be gambling at all times, certain times, all times. But, like, you know, it's something that you, I try to, like, you know, rein it in so I don't ruin everything.
Yeah. So a man came home to find a box of puppies on his front lawn,
that's
which
sweet.
You're like, okay, that's great.
I mean, but also screw you for abandoning a box of puppies.
True.
I quickly realized those aren't puppies in the box. It was actually a bunch of bear cubs.
What?
And so he called the North Carolina Sheriff's Office and explained that there was a bunch of bears in a box in his front yard.
This guy's doing it wrong, man. You know what you do? Instagram account immediately. Profit.
And then imminent death for sure, right?
Well,
because they're going to eat you.
Well, wait until they get too big. You know, you don't wait until they get big.
How is too big? See, again, going back to that always toeing the edge, you're going to wait until they're just a little bit too big.
I would say the size of a German Shepherd.
No.
Whoa,
you kidding me? Way smaller than that.
Yeah, smaller. Way smaller.
Like, once they get larger than a Yorkie, it's time to get rid of them.
Nah, man.
It's
I feel like
bear.
A bear.
You're not going to be able to get the prime gram time out of that. But a baby bear Instagram account? Oh, you make all sorts of money.
See, okay, so everyone wants to be like an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
Nobody makes money off Instagram.
If you, you
what's
don't,
the
you
point?
Don't, you don't know that?
You really don't.
You get all these baby bear endorsements.
You get a free meal every once in a while.
I'll have a lunch basket.
It's just the same thing. It's just sex selling, right? So if you're exceptionally good looking and you're willing to show your butt to everyone, yes, you can hold a can of skinny tea in front of it and people are going to buy it. But it's not because you're an influencer. It's because you have a hot butt and you're holding something
you
in front of it.
Don't know what baby bears can sell?
Downy. That's it. Downy.
No, it's Snuggle, man.
Oh, Snuggle.
No, you're talking about...
The toilet paper.
Charmin.
Is it Charmin?
It's Charmin.
Charmin's the bear. And also bear. Snuggle is also the bear.
Yeah.
A lot of bears. See? Bears are selling all sorts of things.
You're right. You know what? I'm an idiot.
Yeah, take it back.
You got to have a hot ass or a baby bear. That's all you need.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
A bear ass.
Shave the bear's ass
and then
just hold the skinny tea in front of boom.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
No, I really actually got
okay.
And what happens with, at least for me, is you get like
unbelievable need to rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got this particular thing, which is, as you may have picked up there, also the title of a song that totally rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it does.
I think it's just kind of like a bacterial infection, but created a pretty nasty thing in my arm. Still have a scar from it.
Oh, I never noticed it. Now I can't stop looking at it. It's gross, thing. Yeah. It's like a nipple on your bicep.
Inverted nipple, yeah.
Does not look good.
No, it does not. 702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer. 2-day tickets to the Reggae Rise Up Music Festival happening downtown Las Vegas Event Center, April 18th and 19th, including Slightly Stupid, Dirty Heads, and many more. Tickets available at reggaeriseupvegas.com.
Yeah, if you've never seen Slightly Stupid or the Dirty Heads, those guys are so much fun live.
Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, what is the correct answer?
Cat Scratch Fever.
Yep.
How are you not going to play the nudes right now? You got to go fall
you
back on Joe Esposito.
You and I
not
both
giving
know
the love to the nudes.
That we have a one nude to show rule around here. We are maxed out. My credit.